This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Hi, my name is Becky Kaufman. I'm the R&D Director of OpDave with Procter & Gamble. What I love about beauty is that it's constantly innovating to bring new ways of science and technology to people to help them feel empowered and confident and ready to take on the world.
Hi, my name is Matt Peterson. I am the CEO of Opte. What I love about beauty is potential. What is so unique about this category itself is it's always innovating and always moving, and it's always trying to create solutions around empowerment. Ultimately, beauty is about putting your best self forward. And the fact is, we're always striving to figure out ways to do that. So it's a wonderful category for that.
What do you get when you combine 13 years and 500,000 hours of R&D, along with advancements in digital cameras and technology? You get a category of one. Coming up, you'll hear from executives on the technology and marketing campaigns they had to overcome in launching a skincare device that's the very first of its kind. Hear about the innovation behind this first precision skincare makeup and hybrid device. You'll hear about their go-to-market strategy and roadmap, and the benefits of having an independent business, along with the support and resources of Procter & Gamble and technology venture firm M13.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
Matt and Becky, thank you so much for joining us on Beauty is Your Business today.
So exciting to be here.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm also here with my amazing co-host, Abby Wallach.
Great to meet you.
What's up, Abby?
So we're really excited. There's been a lot of buzz in the industry about Opte, which is truly a breakthrough and pretty differentiated in science and skincare. Matt, to start, can you tell us a little bit more about what it is from a customer experience perspective? I mean, what does it mean to be precision skincare and makeup hybrid device?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with Opte, I like to say that the origin story is super important, because if you talk about like any good story, the origin story is where everything begins. And what makes Opte so unique is that it comes from a very specific point of view around there has to be a better way. There has to be a better experience. It's with an engineer. His name is Thomas. It happened over 13 years ago. And he was literally watching women put foundation on their face and think, there has got to be a better way for people to do this. Like, why are women covering the vast majority of their face, which dulls all that beautiful radiance, to be able to address less than 5% of their skin that may have spots, damage, whatever? So it came from this really interesting spot around history. And then 13 years later, 500,000 R&D hours, 1,000 different formulas, 6 different prototypes, 13 different patents, an unbelievable amount of money, blood, sweat, tears, all the rest. And they created this product. And the reason why it's so unique is we call it precision skincare. And it allows technology to solve a problem around being able to put camouflage and care directly on a spot, so that you don't have to dull the rest of your face, which in itself is a unique idea that you can actually be much, much more targeted and much more specific about what you're trying to solve for.
Wow. I love the whole science and skincare. Can you take us down that journey a little bit and how this evolved and how it took many, many years in the works? How did that true convergence finally happen to bring you to market with the device that you have today?
Yeah, this is why we're so lucky to have Becky. So I'd love Becky to take, take us through it. Because really, honestly, it's a tech story. It's a tech story enveloped in beauty. And that's what makes us so unique.
So Opte was really born out of this insight that even on the most damaged skin, it's really a maximum 10% of the skin that actually needs to be covered. Most people are really more on the order of 5% or less. It's a really, really tiny amount. And so the challenge became, how could we find a way to detect the areas that need to be covered and cover them appropriately while leaving the rest of the skin untouched? And as Matt mentioned, this started 13 years ago, I think in 2008. And one of the key challenges there is that we actually needed technology to catch up with us a little bit too, to actually be able to detect where the spots are on the skin. And how we're doing it right now is we're using a digital camera to take over 200 images per second of the skin. And if you think back in 2008, the technology with cameras was, they were much larger, they were much more expensive. I don't even know if the iPhone had a camera on it at that point. Like, camera phones weren't really even a thing yet. And so having the ability to even, you know, take a picture to detect where the spot is, we needed the technology there a little bit. And so as technology evolved, we were able to then find a way using a digital camera to take images of the skin, detect where the spots are, and then we're actually using inkjet printing to apply our spot optimizing serum only where needed, which creates this really interesting camouflage effect on the skin so that you can't even see where the spots are anymore.
She's being so humble in the way that she's actually talking about it, because the technology is literally invented to make this happen. We call it a category of one because there's nothing exists like it, because it's, again, 13 years. That's how long it took the technology to develop.
Yeah.
And like, for example, they had to start with, and by the way, I wasn't involved at all. This is like a love journey from a bunch of people at Procter & Gamble. It started with Photoshop. They literally would take pictures on Photoshop of women and men's faces and then see, what would it be like if I just use Photoshop to cover up those little spots, yet allowing the radiance to come through? And that like really puts it into perspective around how long ago and how that journey had to happen. One of the things I want to say to the audience is, just real quick, what is Opti? Opti is precision skincare. It's a handheld device. And basically what it's doing is it's taking 200 pictures per second of your face. And though it can be used on different parts of your body, it's taking a look at the color of your skin. When it detects, using a blue light to detect, the blue light is there for contrast. When it detects another color, it realizes there's something else there, and it'll put down serum. That serum has niacinamide in it for lightening that spot over time, as well as minerals in there to lighten the spot so that it will disappear or camouflage versus the skin itself. So you get immediate camouflage while getting long-term lightening over time. So it's a handheld device.
So very rarely on an audio podcast do we have skincare or color or anything that you can hear, but here you can. So I'm just actually going to walk the audience through a little bit. First of all, it's like a beautiful, you know, beautiful packaging and beautiful experience. It's plugged in. Electronic, if you could see what this is saying, it's almost like a robot. It opens automatically.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
And I'm what's so happening
glad,
now?
I'm so glad you're like doing this. I'm so glad you're doing it this way, because it's so interesting. We're so trained in our minds, as you guys can listen to this, that when something's being plugged in, that the only thing that it's there for is to charge it. But this is totally different. That cradle that sound's making is such a heavy piece of technology, because in your hand is a unbelievably precise inkjet printer. And what that cradle is doing is actually going through a very complex cleaning cycle, as well as, it's like when your printer at home has to go through a cleaning cycle, it's doing that, but at a much, much detailed level. Becky, tell them exactly what it's doing.
And it says ready, and it's like in the things. I'm just going to pull it out as you talk, and I'm putting it, you can see here. Oh, I guess you can't really see.
Yeah.
The cradle is doing everything that your regular desk printer would be doing when it's warming up and getting ready to print, you know, a photo on a sheet of paper. Except in this case, the cradle is preparing the wand to be able to print our serum onto your skin. And so it's actually wiping all of the nozzles to unclog any of the formula that could have possibly gotten gunked over the nozzles. And it's preparing it for you so that you know that when you use it every time, you're going to get the best possible result. It also cleans off the camera, because sometimes the camera gets dirty, believe it or not. So it has little wipers in there that keep the camera clean so that it can accurately detect on your skin. And it'll keep everything capped when it's not in use so that it doesn't dry out and stop working over time. And then, of course, it's charging the battery too. So it's incredibly important.
So as you're using the product, the device, I have it here too, but I'm sort of thinking this through technology-wise. The inkjet, it takes a picture of your skin, And then the inkjet gives you just the right amount based on the picture. Is that correct?
There's a microprocessor inside the wand that's analyzing each picture. And it's taking over 200 pictures per second. So all of this happens in microseconds. So we have this really smart processor that looks at the picture, tries to analyze, like, what does my target skin look like? And then where do I think there might be spots? How big are they? How dark are they? So all of this is happening instantaneously. It's giving you a custom analysis of your skin. And then it actually does something about it. So it actually will print the serum onto your skin, but it will print a custom amount based on how it's analyzed your skin. So every your skin gets a different treatment.
So that was my next question. So if you have a spot that you regularly use the device on, as your pigmentation is lightening, will the amount of the product, the serum, change throughout the course of the process? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's very good. Every use that you use
that was
it
good,
could
right?
be a custom. Every use that you use it is a custom experience, really. And your skin will change, of course, with the seasons. As you age, you might develop more spots. As you treat your skin with Opté and with skincare or other treatments, your spots could fade over time as well. And so, as your skin evolves, the device will always stay up to date with what's happening on your skin. And every time that you use it, it's a new custom treatment.
That's and we actually, all know, like, all know right now, coming out of summer, right? All of our skin comes out of summer. And what happens? We get more hyperpigmentation.
Right.
So,
you know, I'm comparing this to like lasers, right? Like I'm thinking about the comparison to lasers where you go into the plastic surgeon or the dermatology office and you have, you have the same spot zapped many times. And I don't know if those lasers, because the lasers are set, right? The doctor will set the laser to focus on that pigmentation. But this, what's so compelling is that it analyzes it through that process, through the picture. That's genius.
Thinking required.
Right. And if you think about the alternatives of like hyperpigmentation, like I grew up in California. We talked about this like drive and I started to notice that like I just had spots and I'm like, oh my God, this is what they mean by age spots. this cannot be happening. So obviously I do not grow old gracefully. So I looked into Fraxel, which is the most painful thing. It's the most painful experience of your entire life. I was like, I'll live with them. I don't even care. So I'd love to hear, can you tell us more about the results? Like this is something that, you know, a lot of people deal with. A lot of alternatives have been done where there's like harsh downtime. This doesn't hurt at all. It's actually kind of fun. But are people seeing results? And like how long does it take to see results? I mean, Paris Hilton called it face tuning your face, right?
Yeah, that's
right. I don't know if that was planned, but that was like a pretty good.
It was not planned. And she's right. That's
great
essentially
analogy.
What it's doing. But one quick thing I do want to say on the face tuning, we are a brand that's about transparency. So it's really important. This is one of our core values that we're for all skin and we're for transparency. So, for example, we don't do any skin retouching on any of our, first of all, we think it's cheating. But if you see any of our before and afters or anything on our website or anything on our social and all the rest, we don't do any skin retouching because it's so hard to figure these things out these days anyway, let alone on a device like this that people aren't used to. And so that's one of our core beliefs is that we should be really, really careful on all that stuff. But on the results side, Beck, I know you know this well. So
it keeps beeping. I don't know why.
It's beeping because
it wants to go back into its cradle.
This is right. It's beeping because it's telling you to put it back in its cradle because it doesn't want to go for too long so that there's any risk of the serums hardening and drying out because there's 200 serums. I mean, again, the technology is
200 serums in here?
No, there's 200 nozzles that are spraying it when it fires up to make sure that it can create that dot matrix. Like the human eye, if it did a square on each one, the human eye could pick that up. It picks up patterns. So it has to use really complex algorithms to print out in a pattern that the human eye won't detect. That's why it has so many nozzles.
Quick user question, just because, I mean, I guess I can go look it up on YouTube tutorials, but like how long can I use it for? Like how often should I be doing it? Like am I wasting serum if I just do it a little bit in one area?
No wasting serum. women tell us that they spend about five minutes using it on their face. It's kind of like a normal average usage, but it kind of depends on your skin. So if you have a lot of spots, it might take you a little bit longer. If you only have a couple spots, it might take you only a minute or so. So you can really just use it until you feel satisfied with how the results look. And that could be slightly different for everyone.
Got it. That was selfish question. So now back to the technology.
No, but I think it's a really good one. Because and we'll come back to the results again in a second. Yeah. But just to be topical, is that people have different needs around their hyperpigmentation. Like, I don't need to say this. We all know this, right? And you could choose, and this is why we call it precision skincare. You can choose that, oh my God, I really want to be a white slate. Like, I want to take it all down and then I want to put my color on it. Our belief is that we embrace whatever you choose. Like, for example, we love freckles. We have a campaign that's going right now. Why wouldn't we? They're amazing. And they really define who you are and all the rest. And we're the last people to tell you that you should use Opti to cover up those amazing freckles. But there's things that happen throughout your life that bring in hyperpigmentation in different ways that you may not be as happy with, or they're a version of those freckles that you don't like in certain areas. So you get to choose what it is. And what we find is a lot of people, rather than, oh, I need to do my face, they're like, you know what really bothers me? It's this section right here. Or like, I really don't like what's happening on my forehead as I've aged. And so you can be much more precise around what you're really using it for.
I have a couple of beauty marks that I like that I've had, you know, since I was a kid. And so I love that with Opti, I can just skip over them and I can show off my beauty marks, but hide the age spots that I don't want people to see.
So I have a question about the recurrence of these spots, because as we know, they come back. No matter how many lasers you try, no matter what you do, they usually do come back. So what have you seen through, I'm assuming you've done clinical trials, all of that, with this device, right? It's a major device. Yep. So can you share a little bit on the statistics and what you've seen through the iteration and the process of people, the consumer using this, and how long it usually takes to get? I mean, I know every different type of sunspot is different variables, right? There's stronger ones, there's melasma. I'm married to a plastic surgeon, so that's why I know all of this.
Okay.
I had to just say that he just walked in, and it would not be fair for you not to know that. Okay. That's why I'm a little funny. Knowledgeable. But I'm curious about that, because you know, you get sunspots, you get rid of them through laser, now through Opti, through different, you know, they may come back. How long does that take? What are you seeing? What did the research show? I think it's important.
So one thing to clarify with Opti. So when you use it, and say you use it for about 5 minutes on your whole face, and it's scanning your skin, detecting the spot, and correcting the spot, you'll see instantly is it's camouflaging those individual spots by applying the serum, which have mineral pigments in them, which make them appear invisible. But they're actually still there. They're just camouflaged. But it camouflages it so well that it just looks like skin. So the result you'll see after 5 minutes, your spots are still there. They're just hidden. But then we also will work to fade the appearance of spots over time as well. As Matt mentioned, we have niacinamide in our formula, which is a great skincare ingredient. And with this, you should expect to see results in about 8 to 12 weeks, kind of similar with what you would see with a skincare. Which is what you should expect to see with Opti.
Yeah, but it is skincare. That's the key part. Yeah. Like you're just, yeah. But like, for example, we all are putting skin care on in the morning and at night, right? And we're putting it across our whole face. The vast majority of your face doesn't need any of it, to be fair. And so what this is just literally laying it down on that spot perfectly. And so you can imagine it's just, but like with any skincare, unlike a laser that will take it off, to be fair, back to our transparency, you don't get to zero, meaning clear, with Opti. Just like you would never get a sunspot to zero if you're just using your night cream 24 hours a day. It's just not possible. But it certainly is visibly different and certainly shows progress and certainly comes back to empowerment. I feel better about myself because I've been able to take control. And that's a big part about Opti, is there's a lot of control in there that we find that people come back and say is that I feel really good because they are actively doing it. Beck, talk about the clicks and all that, because that was such a brilliant part that you guys did on it, because that's, again, this feedback loop.
And I think we heard the clicks earlier here too, so hopefully everyone knows what we talk about, what we're talking about when we're talking about the clicks. But one of the interesting insights from our consumers with this product is that because it's so natural, and it does happen kind of gradually, it takes a couple passes to really see the result, people forget what their skin looks like. And so as they're using it, their spots are becoming invisible, but they kind of forget what they started with. And so they couldn't really tell that anything was happening until then you wipe it off and you instantly go back to the before. And so there wasn't really a great signal of what was happening in my skin. And so we added in these clicks that are synced with when the device is detecting and correcting the spots. So the more spots you have, the more clicks you're going to hear. And it's just such a really good signal to help people know when the device is doing something, when it's not doing something. It helps you know that it's working. And it's working the way you would expect it to be working as well, too. But it's actually turned into something that it's almost a little addictive. Like, people love the clicks.
It's like gamified.
They like clicking.
It's like you almost want to like get
more working,
clicks.
Though. It's like
what
it's
can
working.
I do to get more clicks?
I know.
Yeah, so it's kind of become like a fun thing. That consumers just really love. And without
you know,
I'm
interested in you guys using it, because once you start getting into your ritual, the hardest thing in beauty, we all know this, is to get something into your ritual. It is incredibly hard. And for something like this, it's even harder because it's a category of one, right? So that's our big challenge. But what you'll find is that you're not tethered to your mirror, because right now when you're doing coverage, you're tethered to your mirror to see a spot and then you're going to cover it. If you can walk around the house getting ready, getting the kids, doing whatever, and it's clicking so you know that it's working, it frees you up to you do a bunch of other things. Like, I can just tell my experience watching my wife every morning with Opte is watching her like walk around the house. She's so mad that she can't plug it into the car, because she's like, I've been doing this in the car, this is perfect. She always thinks that the car mirror is like the definition of like what beauty should be, because that's the harshest view of whatever it is. So, but you know, I'm interested to hear how you guys actually incorporate into your lives. And the clicking was just a feedback loop that has now made the product so much better. It was like this idea that now is even better because of how people are using it.
Amazing. Up next, we'll get into the early lessons of launching a new product and the future innovation and vision for Opte.
Every business has at least one big pivotal moment. The moment when you say, okay, we're at this turning point, so then what? I'm Lahari Neal Peretti, founder of LN Accounting Advisor. I hope you'll join me each week on my podcast, Then What, as we talk with successful business leaders who push past their business's biggest then what moments and succeed in an even bigger way because of effective leadership and solid business practices. It's inspiring and deeply useful information for any entrepreneur. Subscribe to Then What on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find the best podcasts.
So I would love to, you know, it's been so interesting to hear about the technology, how it's different. And, you know, to the earlier points, it's really hard to introduce a new type of product and device. Would love to hear a little bit about the lessons from the launch. You know, we know that you just launched in late September, had a 23,000 person wait list. You know, now that it's been like a month or so, like, what are some of the takeaways and how are you thinking about the next rounds of evolution evolution for the business?
It's a great question. So how is Opte launching and how we do it in a way that we can continue to build from? It's a complicated question because we started a company in the middle of the pandemic. And so, for example, of the 16 people that we have working on it now, I've only met in person 3 or 4 of them. So it's really interesting about how to manage those pieces in the middle of a launch. And how do you build community? And how do you, like, we have so many business leaders listening to these types of, to this podcast. So it's really interesting around what our challenge has been on that side. And I think it flows into a little bit about how the launch has gone. And so we spend quite a bit of time working with our P&G partners, but defining what our values are. And, you know, we keep saying transparency is one, diversity is another. It's super important for us, for example, this is a product for everybody, but we know that predominantly it's going to go to women. And we want women to be front and center. It's like Becky is our star, and there's a reason for it. First of all, she's brilliant. Second of all, she uses the product all the time. She's been there from almost the beginning, but for basically most of her career. And we want this to be something that is really driven by these incredible women who have worked on it. The head of research is women, is a woman over there. We have one of the marketing leads is a woman over there. R&D, all like it's an incredible passion project for all these people. So we want to bring that forward on it. From a launch perspective, I think that out of the gate, I feel so grateful. We're out of the gate, so successful. COVID's not great for sure, but COVID is allowing at home skincare driven products a resurgence. And if you really think about a life on Zoom, before everybody had to worry about the whole package as they walked into a meeting room. Yeah, exactly. Now it's really about Zoom. And if you really think about skincare, we know the statistics. Color is really dropping in the pandemic. I think it's down about 20-30%. Skincare is holding its own. High-end skincare is actually up. Devices are up. And it makes total sense, right? I mean, how much time are we really spending doing the smoky eye? How much time are we doing those types of things? But how much time are we looking at Zoom or looking in the mirror and being like, I can really turn up my skincare. There's a little bit more I can do there. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is that what we learned is let's be authentic and true to ourselves. We are a hyperpigmentation brand, and we are really about spots, and we are unbelievably good at spots of a certain size or lower that has a majority of people in the U.S. have some sort of opportunity there. We're okay with melasma. And when I mean okay, sometimes it works really well. Heavier types of melasma where the screen of the opte it's too big, it can get lost, so it doesn't provide the coverage that it wants to. It's a technology issue. We don't do great on spots over a certain size. We don't do really well on red raised like acne or whatever. Acne scars is another one. We're in the middle. The reason why I'm bringing it up is we're being much more targeted because we want to be right for the people who are using it. I was giving an interview the other day and they're like, well, how are your reviews? I'm like, oh my God, the way that people are coming back and telling us how much they love the product has been so fulfilling. And I always send this kind of stuff to P&G and to Becky. I'm like, what you made is incredible. Now, do we get five stars all the time? Of course not. Why? Because we're not for everybody. And that's okay. And by the way, 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, all the rest. But we're not for everybody. We want to be very careful on that side because it is a premium product. And we want to make sure that we're delivering on that. So a big learning on the launch is let's be much more targeted. Let's focus on hyperpigmentation. Let's focus on our audience that matters. And that audience that matters may be slightly older, 35 plus, who has lived a great life and may have a little bit more hyperpigmentation. It's across all skin types, by the way. We are not driven towards one or the other. And so we have a really good range. I think you guys know this, that the darker your skin, the more melanin you have in it, the more hyperpigmentation you have. So you actually need the more darker the skin, the more opportunity there is for Opte to help.
You know, on that note, I thought it was interesting, you know, as you mentioned, it's a very new device, thinking about routine and customer behavior that didn't exist before. Like, how has your experience at a robotics company, you know, a consumer product robotics company, like are there any parallels to how you're thinking about the evolution as this goes from early adopter, you know, very like luxury price point to where it could be in the future?
Yeah. I was the CEO of Nido Robotics. We were the number four player to Roomba in robotic vacuums. Which, by the way, in 5 to 10 years, everybody's going to have a robotic vacuum.
Totally.
Side story, we can talk about that if you want
to. If you had one once, you cannot live without a robotic
vacuum.
Why would
you? If you have a dog, especially, or a cat, there's no question.
What does that mean? It just goes about in your house by itself? It just does its own thing?
But back to like Opti, the technology now has created a space now that it can actually fit in your life really well, where you can choose where it goes, where it doesn't go, what time of day, how strong the suction is. There's a whole level of sophistication that technology is allowing it to fit in your life in a way that becomes really meaningful, versus the original ones were more trouble than they were worth. And again, that's a little bit like Becky and the team could have come out with Opti a couple years ago. It's P&G. Like, they do not ever not, it has to be perfect. I mean, which is wonderful. It can be very frustrating, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful aspect about them because they make it bulletproof. And so they wouldn't allow the robot that bounced around the house incorrectly. They needed one that was really sophisticated. So the big learning, though, is in that job, hardware technology is amongst the hardest things to come in, the hardest categories, because there's so many aspects that can go wrong, or the difficulty of being able to tell a very specific message. So there's usually messaging problems, like, because they're usually complex. There's connectivity versus not connectivity, which is something that we can talk about in the future, because certainly we need a connected Opti, and we can talk about that. But like, so bringing that forth to the P&G and the Opti team has really been valuable, because we learned so many hard lessons in it. And people in that category will tell you the hard lessons to learn.
You know, it's interesting on that note, you just made me think of, there's a famous HBS, Harvard Business School case study mm-hmm. on robotics. And it's the lesson is around stealth marketing. And so I don't know if you guys remember, like 15 years ago or so, Sony came out with Aibo. Mm-hmm. It was like this little puppy.
So
they have this, they have this whole thing about, you know, robotics are in the future, it's going to happen, but how do you start making innovation and testing it in a way that you can not scare people, you know, like around the fears around robots, but also expectations. So they're like, we're going to make it a puppy. So if it doesn't do what you think you want it to do, it's okay, because it's a little puppy and it's learning. And I thought that was like such a brilliant like idea. Anyways, you just reminded me of that.
No, I think those are the things. Like, with technology, if it's not accessible and you don't feel like you want to bring it into your life, you're not going to. Back to the hardest thing in beauty or anything is to bring it bring it into your ritual. And Opti is another really interesting thing, is that because it's technology, the expectation is that it's even going to work better than normal. Like right now, if you actually use foundation versus using Opti, Opti actually will get you a better result around coverage than even makeup. P&G doesn't like it when I ever say that, but we have the actual studies that actually tell you that you get the same type of coverage. However, the expectation is, because you have this amazing technology device, that it would be like laser. Well, then I never have any spots. Like, and when I hear the clicking, when I see the blue light, like there'll be no, but like anything, it's way better than, it's an incredible improvement, but nothing is perfect, you know? And so technology is the two-edged sword on that side, the double-edged sword around how it can happen both ways. But I think it's really helpful. Yeah, go on.
I'm curious about the technology and if it's something that can be applied to other, you know, opportunities and other devices. Or this is a brand owned by Procter & Gamble, correct? This is owned by Procter & Gamble. I mean, Procter & Gamble, there's no one bigger, right? So, and better, they're the best. So the way it works, real quick,
what they do is they give it to us. So we actually now own the brand in the U.S. There are investor in it with another investor in it. And we work very closely with them specifically on it. And at a certain time later on, it's up to P&G whether they're going to bring it back into the company or they're going to continue it to be independent.
So it's its own entity. It's its own.
We are not a P&G company. We are our own entity.
This
is like an unbelievable innovation on the P&G side, because they realized they had a gap on direct to consumer. They've never made anything this complex. They know that they can't right out of the gate put it in Sephora and in Target. It just wouldn't work. And so they've realized that they should go to a different group to be able to scale it up. And then they have more choices later on.
Right. Interesting. It's an interesting process. So that being said, then the company Opte, and I'm curious to know how you came up with that name. Becky came up with that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Becky, talk about
Becky,
it.
Becky, tell us about the...
So Opte is it's kind of a play on the optical aspect from the camera technology in the device, but there's also a little bit of a play with this concept of around optimizing, and that we're optimizing your skin by really only camouflaging what needs to be camouflaged, and it's like an optimal way of taking care of your skin. So it's kind of bringing those two ideas together into Opte.
Clever. It's also, it could be a verb. That's always a good thing.
I love hearing women say that they're opting themselves.
You're opting yourself. You got to do opti.
That's cute.
By the way, it's so funny. We start using it so much as a noun, as a verb, as an adjective. Like, we got to be careful or it's everything. It'll be opti.
Yeah.
It's cute. So really such a fascinating story, an amazing product. And now that you're moving into the market, Matt, would love to learn a little bit more about the distribution strategy and how you're going to address the medical community, because this is really a hybrid product that can sit in between a doctor's expertise and services combined possibly with your device. And what is your what are your thoughts on moving that into the market and working with medical professionals and experts in the derm plastic surgery community? Because it could be a very powerful way to bring this to the consumer and really explain what it is.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's the one of the things that we're most proud of is our approach to going to market. There are only two ways in which you can buy Opte. The first is on our website. So we're a direct-to-consumer brand, opte.com. But we're also kicking off this program with Air Skin Store, which is a dermatologist platform. And to start with, we need the authenticity and the credential from dermatologists. The product works. It's incredible. Dermatologists love the product because it's a wonderful in-between solution for them. And ultimately, they're always looking at solutions for their clients to be able to address their skin needs. So we fit right within their criteria. But we also believe that by stepping up a relationship with dermatologists, it benefits both sides. And so there's this new platform that it's called Air Skin Store. And it's really interesting. These two doctors, dermatologists, have come up with this platform. And what they want to be is essentially a Sephora for dermatology's offices. And the way that it would work, let's say you two were my clients and you came in their offices, we're giving them Opte's to actually use for trial. So it's the only place you can actually try the product or in dermatology offices. Another COVID issue. So that's why we focused on that, which is the opportunity. So as a doctor, I would take you through Opte, you'd say, oh my God, I have hyperpigmentation. I'd really be interested in it. What Air Skin Store is, it's its own e-com website that you can only access through your dermatologist. And so the dermatologist will then put it into your email or into your cart. And let's say it was that as well as a night cream and as well as a retinol, whatever. And then you'd go home or right from your phone, you'd be able to, through a password, be able to buy the product through Air Skin Store. It's the only place you can actually get a discount versus opte.com. We're actually allowing a discount there because we believe that that relationship is so important. And what an unbelievable place to try it. Yeah.
So this exists, this Air Skin Store?
It just launched. It's in 200 different dermatologist offices. I think in the next 3 to 6 months, they plan to be probably in over 1,000. And it solves a huge problem for dermatologists, which is, dermatologists want to recommend products that are great for, they want to be great doctors. They don't want to be product pushers, and they don't want to manage the product in the back of the stores or anything, back of their offices and all the rest. So they figured a way around it, which is create a platform, allow great brands to be a part of it, only do brands that are dermatology recommended, and then allow the other side to handle the back end. So these dermatologist offices then don't have to handle inventory returns.
Very smart. I love that.
It's brilliant. These two doctors,
it really is brilliant.
Dr. Devil and Dr. Omar are brilliant. And
Yeah. Smart.
For us, what a huge opportunity. And we are all in on this side too.
You should
so
be.
we really want to be a part of it. These two are really great people. If you guys are interested, I can put you in touch with them to set up another one of your sessions, because it's That's wild great. What they're doing in beauty, and it's really smart.
Very smart.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, needed. It's so interesting because we're at such a moment where the world's changed, right? We all know that. Everybody on every level is experiencing this. So people that have been envisioning and working on things for so long, it's like everybody's had to ramp it up to move it to market, because there's a moment, and there's a moment to hit it, you know, and it's going to take time still. But things that have been in development for so long, it's like there's a need now. The mm-hmm. consumer, the world, everybody needs help. And that's very cool. I love that.
So an Opte just really works really nicely with dermatologists too. It's a complement to the services they already offer, because while laser works and laser is great, it's also very invasive. It can be painful, and not everyone is ready to sign up for that. And so Opte is a great alternative, that it kind of gives you the look of laser temporarily, but without any of that pain or invasiveness that comes along with it too. So it's a good alternative for patients.
We're actually doing clinicals in both these doctors' offices right now. I mean, we've done a ton of clinicals anyway, but more specifically, we're doubling down on being great partners with dermatologists. And if you look at our website, we have wonderful quotes and videos from dermatologists, and usually they usually are not so effusive about talking about beauty brands like this. You guys know this, that like they're very careful about this. What's really nice about this is they're not looking this as a conflict. They're looking at this as a real
opportunity.
As an
asset, yeah. It's an asset for them.
And that's how we treat it. We talk about it the same way.
You know, Matt, kind of switching gears, you mentioned that Opte is an independent company, but as we know, it's the technology has been developed for years at P&G. Can you tell us a little bit more about your investors, M13, which is a tech VC, which is super interesting, and I know it's still in partnership with P&G, but like, how has the independent business structure enabled, you know, nimbleness, but also support? Like, what's that been like? And if you could tell us more about that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I started our discussion by telling you how grateful I am, right? And this is like a great example of how like the blessings that we've been given, right? On the one side, I call them my parents, because I have two. Like, I gotta treat M13 well, and then I gotta treat P&G well, right? On the P&G side, I get excellence. I mean, excellence. I get thoughtful. I get incredible product. I get discipline. I get wonderful people, all these things. And we are totally tied in with them. We talk to them all week. On the other side, I get tech entrepreneurs who are investors or led businesses who understand this stuff really well, who are go faster, take risks, go faster, take risks. It's literally the opposite of we on P&G, which is like, we got to be great. And which I love about both sides of it. So we're in the middle of it. And, you know, the board is this woman, Lee, on the P&G side, who unbelievably accomplished, and Carl Alomar on the other side, who is unbelievably accomplished. And it's interesting just being a part of the three of us talking about how do you drive a brand where one side is saying, go faster, and the other side is, don't mess up. And that's our job. And so we're getting both sides of it. I talk to the M13 people.
It feels
all the
like
time.
The world. It feels like what the world is. Go faster. Slow down.
Slow down. It's like... Stop. Fast. Go. No. but it's great, because whatever the problem is, and I mean this with all sincerity, whatever the problem is, I can pick up the phone and call somebody who is literally a world-class expert in it. I can call
Nothing
Becky
like it.
On the engineering side.
It's amazing.
I can call Lena over there on the research side, or Tara on the P&G side. Then I can call Rob, who is a data analyst, data management person, who is amongst the best in the world. So, like, I get this notion of it, and frankly, they leave me alone when I don't need to. Like, it's working. We're thoughtful. We care. We're gonna make mistakes. We tell people we're gonna make mistakes, and as long as we over communicate, that's the real challenge for us. We have to make sure that we over communicate to both sides, because we're really important to both sides that we're successful.
So interesting. Thanks for sharing. So up next, we're going to hit the pan with Matt and Becky and get to know them on the more personal side of things.
I'd like you to join me in supporting an extraordinary mission to make arts education real for underserved kids nationwide and help keep the creative connection alive. Look, arts are not a luxury. From the time that kids develop motor skills, they rely on the arts to learn how to communicate. Arts are a great collaborative experience, and they teach us how to critically think and empathize and understand the human condition. So Mouth Media is proud to partner with AHA Broadway and support their efforts to help bring these vital services back to schools. With every dollar AHA Broadway raises, they will directly serve the kids of New York and beyond. Please visit ahabroadway.org/1000kids. Again, that's ahabroadway.org/1000kids. And please contribute anything you can to their crowdfunding effort.
It's hitting the pan.
And now we're going to hit the pan. So the same way we get to the end of our favorite beauty products, we're going to take a spin at the salon chair to figure out who gets to ask the first question to Matt and Becky. So spinning the salon chair, and it lands on Abby.
Wow. Okay. So first, I love your both of your passions for this product and this innovation. It really shines through in so many ways. So I could see you're very passionate. What do you do? Well, what are you doing these days? I mean, you're in sunny LA. Lucky you, I know, Becky, you're not. You're in, where are you, in Ohio? Is that where Pete?
I'm in Cincinnati.
Oh, right. Okay. So let's start with Matt. What are you doing in your free time fun to keep your passions alive and your spirit soaring while we're stuck in the queue?
You know, it's definitely challenging, but I'll tell you what's happening literally right now. I have three kids. I have 5, 7, and 17, and my two youngest are in pods, right? So we pulled them out of school and created pods. So we have a pod of TK in my house, and the second graders are at a different house. But every morning from 9 until 2:30, I have 6 5-year-olds in the house. And right now, JJ, who's not my kid, by the way, they come in all the time. I'm surprised nobody's come in here and been like, I peed on the floor, Matt. And I'd be like, okay, I'll go, huh? Not my kid.
Do you have a camera crew in there? You should have a reality show going on.
I really should. But right now, Mr. Nice, who is a magician, is here to celebrate JJ's birthday. And so like, that's what's happening. I can hear them outside just going crazy. So what do I do? I mean, my life is literally comedy. Like we have so much stuff happening around
it. That's great.
I try to stay fit. I just started taking tennis lessons again, just so that I can actually, because I used to play soccer all the time, but COVID now I can't. So I'm trying to figure out ways in which I can keep myself going. And if I don't have those aspects of my life, I find that the work stuff overwhelms me. So I need to make sure that I have avenues to do that.
That sounds great. All right. You're up, Beth. What are you doing to keep yourself sane during this crazy time and bring some sunshine into your world?
Oh, it's been hard too. I really love traveling, and it's been really hard for me to be very grounded and having to stay in one place. But what I've been up to, I'm very fortunate to have a handy husband. And he likes woodworking. And so we'll do a lot of projects around the house together. And so one thing we've been working on.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah, tell me.
He literally just to like give us something to do too. We were like, let's redo something just to keep us busy. And so we decided to redo the laundry room because it's a small enough room that we were like, this shouldn't be too big of a project. And we started it in April. And we're not quite done with it yet. We're really close. Just
slowly but surely.
But part of the reason why is we actually built our own cabinets. So he built the cabinets. I've been working on finishing them. We built like a custom built-in bench because it's a laundry room and a mudroom area. So it's like the most over-engineered laundry room you've ever seen. He's a mechanical engineer. I'm a chemical engineer. So we take things to the next level. And so we've just been doing a lot of projects. Building things, redoing things, keeping us busy, but it's been hard.
That's really funny. Can you imagine if the three of us tried to build a mudroom, an engineer, and all the rest? I'm not saying that you two couldn't do it, but I'm telling you that it wouldn't have ended well in my house. That's for sure.
You can have my husband. He's good at that. I'm out.
Not interested, but that's awesome.
Very admirable.
It's been fun.
So we're taking another spin at the salon chair, and it lands on me. I mean, both of you are very innovation forward. So I wanted to know, what is an innovation that you're outside of beauty that you're excited about?
What I'm really excited about is what's happening around mindfulness. So like, this is something that 10 years ago, I mean, it was such a fringe thing. And now almost everybody is trying to figure out a way to be able to incorporate their own ritual or whatever it is to be able to find a little bit more mindfulness. And I think that we're just cracking the surface of how that's going to unlock a less anxious, happier group of humans. And so I think that just going from whether it is working out or meditation or breathing exercises or whatever it happens to be, almost everybody has their version of what their journey is starting on. And I love it because I think that I learned just by listening to everybody on it. And I can tell you that I have had real success in it. And I think that's just, it's going to be a transformative thing for a lot of people, especially people who have anxiety.
Becky, what about you?
Becky, beat that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
Can you beat that? Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. That you guys aren't asking us questions because I don't know.
That's a good one. Yeah. Especially in these crazy times, like having a place to bring mindfulness into your life. It's so important. So you're definitely seeing more of those things pop up. I'm trying to think. I mean, one thing, I'm trying to think of, like, especially in the COVID times, of how quickly we adapt to things. And I've seen just a lot of things moving quickly to, you know, like grocery shopping online, or I don't know, more innovation in the way that we shop for things that have come to light after, you know, having to be forced into quarantine and things.
I mean, well, a lot of those are accelerating soon. So, or like, you know, accelerating quickly. So I think we're just going to, like, we probably haven't even seen what's next, right? I've been just seeing such a surge of entrepreneurship right now. And I think we're going to have, like, some of the next greatest innovations are going to come in this decade and solving, like, real societal human planetary health problems. So that's something definitely excited about. Do you guys have any final thoughts for our listeners?
The other thing is, like, just other cool at-home solutions. Like, what we're figuring out is, like, the last 10 years was about everybody getting outside and experiencing the world. External, 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 external. And now we're figuring out, okay, what does it mean to be internal? What does it mean to be at home? How can we make that a better experience across the board? And there's going to be unbelievable at-home solutions for it. And by the way, we see it at beauty. I mean, look at all Olive and Jade, the skincare, the nail company. Like, there's unbelievable opportunities around ways in which people are going to unlock that more self opportunity.
For sure, for sure. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
We're really proud of Opte. It really works, and I can mean that in, like, part of the beauty journey is around finding the right products that bring empowerment and make you feel better about yourself to put your best foot forward. And Opte, 100% to the right consumer, delivers on that. And so we're also really proud of how we got here. The people who have worked on it, the power, the passion and everything. Like, I always say that I'm Becky's biggest fan because you won't believe what this woman has created and all these other people, especially heavily weighted towards women, have created around making Opte what it is today. So, it's really bright. Our future is specifically, but we're just learning. It's like anytime anybody buys an Opte, we are so interested in the feedback and we're taking it in. We have weekly meetings where it just recaps what did consumers to say to customer care this week, because we care and we need to be. And so it'll be really interesting what this brand looks like a year from now, because we're only 6 to 7 weeks in.
It's just really exciting to see it come to life, and I'm excited to see the reactions of people. And we're obsessed with learning right now, and, you know, learning who is our consumer, what are their skin conditions, what do they think, what can we do better. So it's been a wild ride, and excited to see what's next.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing, Becky. You and I have talked about this a little bit, which is, for the Opte team, because as you guys know, we're new. Hey, we've been at it for a couple months, right? For them, Some people have been on it for 13 years. Becky's on it for 8.5, I think. 9, something like that, right, Beck? It's like, this has been 7. This
it's
has been like
a long time.
It's a lot for a big company to work on something for that long. So
it's been
actually,
a labor of love.
Labor of love. So on the P&G side, these guys that were succeeding out of the gate, I can honestly say they're happier than we are. And that means a lot. They're rooting for us like you can't believe. And that means a lot.
Yeah, we see the impact that this product has on women and how it makes them feel and, you know, how it can change their life. And so our team is incredibly passionate about bringing this thing to life and making it accessible for people.
89% of women said it's the best product they've ever used.
Wow. 88.
I'm looking at the statistic right now.
Out of how many?
This was a 61 people in that test.
Wow. Can you tighten the skin too? When are you going to get to the tightening part?
No. See, that's a different, again, that's different, right? Because that's about texture and skin elasticity. But again, that statistic blows me away. 88%, it's the best beauty product I've ever used.
That's huge.
But remember, these are people who have been using it after 6 weeks. So
you gotta,
there's a breaking in period like any piece.
All right, I'll
like,
start
once
tonight.
I'll
start tonight.
Once you commit, you're going to, you will be using this thing all the time because it just makes such a difference. Anyway.
Is there an app in the works? Sorry, not to like go backwards again. Because I could think, I would love to see the pictures of the thing and like it almost would drive more engagement and interaction, you know?
Absolutely. So there will be a version of it that is connected. We're working on that. We want to make sure that by connecting it, it has enough consumer benefit to it.
Sure, of course.
And that's just showing progress, things like that, making sure that you're getting your serums on time when you actually need them, reminding you to, around usage, around performance, around, for example, like, are your spots decreasing over time and actually being able to track that in some way would be really, really powerful. So it's in the works for sure.
Yeah, this thing is collecting data from your skin and analyzing it. So we can just imagine the types of insights that we could provide to the consumer by having it be connected.
Very exciting. Really, very.
Yeah, it's cool.
Bravo to all of you on your team and Matt leading it. It's very empowering.
No, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited.
What's the best way for listeners to get in touch?
Just matt@opte.com. Straight up, you can email me, Matt Peterson on LinkedIn. So you can see a lot of our information. I would encourage anybody who's interested to follow us on Instagram, just because we have so much coming out around education, around the device itself, which is a really good source for us. But LinkedIn and any thoughts, that sort of thing, feel free to email me.
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Becky Kaufman.
Amazing. Well, Matt and Becky, thank you so much for sharing this, you know, amazing story and innovation. It was so cool to hear, you know, the inside story behind everything. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and our listeners today.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
And always such a pleasure to do this together with my co-host, Abby.
Great to be here. Great meeting you both.
And this is Karen Moon, and you're on Beauty Is Your Business, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Hugs and kisses.
This has been Beauty Is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2020. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network, and find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com. And wherever the best podcasts are found, your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.